Vayter in Shas Pirkei Avot Samechei, picking up on the top of the page, four lines down, Tana Rabbanan. Let's go. Tana Rabbanan, Nisei Slavishon, a woman goes to marry the first guy, Velo Yelo Banim, and there's no kids. Lashani marries the second guy, Velo Yelo Banim, no kids. Lashishi Lotina, say, don't marry a third one. Ella Lemichesh Lobanim, unless he already has children. Because the guy himself has to have kids, right? And now, you can't do that. Mises Lemichesh Lobanim, Tate Sebelok Suba. If she married someone who can't have, who doesn't have any children, then she's out with no ksuba because he has to go ahead and he has to have children. So therefore, Dunskis. Ibailuhu, 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 Frektingamar, Kasha, Nisis, let's say she goes out, she marries a third guy, Valoyal Abadim, and they don't have kids with the third one either. Mao, Dalitbu, Hanach, Kamai. What's the halacha about the first husbands? Can they say, you got to give me back the ksuba because you weren't able to have kids from three people, right? The chazak, you can't have kids, so I give me back that ksuba. I shouldn't have had to pay you. Can they say to her, it must be that you're the one who caused it to not be able to have kids, therefore she gave me back the ksuba. She could say back to them, no, it's not true. It's only now that I'm not able to have kids, but I was able to have the problem before. It was you, not me. It's now that I became weak, and therefore you have no raya to say that it's not the case. So sorry, I keep my ksuba. Ibailu, Ibailu. They ask the following question. Nisa Zarvi, what happens to her as a fourth person? Vahilu Banam, then she has kids. Maudit to be Lashlishi. Can she go now to the third husband who didn't do the ksuba and say, all right, man, pay me up. You see, I could have kids and it wasn't my fault. As Gemara, Mina Le, Allah, we say to her, Shtikusech Yafa Midubarech. Your silence is better than your speaking. Why? The Matzi Amala, because he could say back to her, If I would have known that this was the case, I never would have divorced you in the first place. Retroactively, the get is batel, and therefore, what happens is it's like she was never divorced, and she had a relationship with the fourth guy and with another person, had a kid. That kid's a mamzer. That's going to be bad for you. So just keep your mouth shut, girl. Don't say nothing. Matzke Rapport Rebbe says, understand. Okay, so she should be quiet, but are we quiet? In other words, this is a reality of sorts. If it's true that really she was a bas banim, and really he wouldn't have wanted to divorce her, so what does it matter if she approaches and says that or doesn't? Shouldn't it be that really this kid is a mamzer? Nimsa get batel. It should be that it's batel, but now mamzerim. That's Gemara. Ela amrinan hashtahu debar yasa. What we say is, no, what happened was really she wasn't able to have kids, and only now she'll be unhealthy, and now she's able to have kids. If it really turns out that the woman is the problem and not the man, and then he could send her out really without a ksuba, but if it's the man's problem, then he's not allowed to send her out without a ksuba, he has to pay the ksuba. So what happens if they have this battle in court back and forth? Who amar mina? He says the issue of not having kids is her fault. V'y amar mina, and she says, no, what are you talking about? It's not my fault, it's his fault. Amar avami, devarim shebeino lebeina, these are things between him and her. And matters like this, the amanus, we believe her, and she gets a ksuba. Time of my why? Because he kaima la b'yor kechetz. She's able to know whether or not his when he has a relationship with her, that the semen comes out kechetz, like an arrow. And therefore, if it comes out like a kechetz, it comes out in a way that's able to go ahead and have children. But if not, then it's not going to do. She could feel that. But who lo kim le b'yor kechetz? He doesn't know whether or not it comes out like a kechetz. So we believe her more than him. Now, what about if it's like a stalemate? You know, he says it's her problem, she says it's his problem, so Amr Yu, he decides, you know what, Ezel Insefitza, I'm going to go get another wife, Ve'ev Dok Nefshai, and then I'm going to take a look and see if really if it's me or if it's you. And now it's just to wait like 10 years, basically, because, you know, that's about the time that you wait to see what's going on. So you just wait on the side. What do you say? Amr Avami, Abazu, even in a case like this, Yotzi V'Teng Suba, nope, you got to divorce her and give her Ksuba. No, nothing doing. Shani Omer, because I say, Kola Nosa Isha, Al Ishto, Yotzi V'Teng Suba. Anyone who marries one wife on another wife, on that first place, he has to go send her out with a ksuba. Rava Amar, he says, what are you talking about? No say Adam, Kamanashim al Ishto. You can marry many women. It's not his problem. Vehu de Islay Lemizay Ninu. This is assuming he has the ability to actually go ahead and support them, like we saw, if you remember back in Mem Dalet, about marrying four different Yavamas. Right? As long as you can support them, you're good to go. Beep, turn the page. Mem Dalet, Mem Dalet. What's in my head? Is there? Samachayim Abbez. Who Amar, what happens if he says, if this is a new case here. We want to know of who Omar, if he goes and says, Ifalt bego eser, you had a miscarriage during the 10 years, and now I don't have to divorce you and I want to keep you. don't want to stay on. So because you had a miscarriage, and it restarts the count. V'yomer says, "What are you talking about? Lo'fal, I didn't have a miscarriage." Amar Avami, Avami says, "Apazuyin emes, we believe her. Dim isa de pil, because if you really had a miscarriage, nafsha ba'karta lo machzika." She would rather that be known and not be considered as not being able to have children and to have a miscarriage. Therefore, we go out and we say that we believe her. Hipila. Let's say she had a miscarriage. V'chazvi pila, she had a second miscarriage. V'chazvi pila, she had a third miscarriage. Chuzcha l'nefalim, she is chuzak to be someone who has miscarriages. Rashi says, v'yotzi v'yitin ksuba, shema lo zacha libanos bimena. He goes out and you have to give a ksuba because maybe it wasn't zocha to go ahead and have children from her. It's not a problem that she can't have kids, right? We see she's able to get pregnant at least. There must be something else going on. So the mazels, you have to pay it. Hu omer afila trei. If the husband says, oh, she only had two miscarriages, and therefore he doesn't have to send her out. V'hi omer tala, she says three. Omer b'yitzlik ben elazar, uvda hava be medjush, this happened to be medjush. V'omer hi mehem, then we say, we believe her. Damn, he said, deloip afla, because if it happened that she really didn't have the miscarriage, nafsha beniflei lo machzika. It's messing her over to say that she had three. So she wouldn't want to say such a thing. In fact, she says it. We go out and we believe her. Zot the next Mishnah. Ha'ish mitzvah peru v'rivia. A man is chayav to do peru v'rivua. V'lo isha, but not a woman. We are going to see. V'tam v'farsha gemara. Says the Vayter. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer. He says, Al shneim u'omer, and both of it says, Vayivarech osam elukim, Vayom alem elukim, peru uravu. Therefore, the mitzvah is on both of them to go out to do the mitzvah. Now, the Mishnah started off by saying that a man is chayv, and a woman is chayv, and how do we know this? Amar Rabbi Elilab, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Amar Kor, the pasuk says, the first part is peru uravu, umalu sa'aretz, vichiv shua. Ish darku lichbosh is the way of a man to go and to conquer. Vein ish darku lichbosh is not her way to conquer. So when it says go and conquer, therefore it must be when it says peruvu, it's going on the man. It says Gemara, adaraba v'chivshua. It has a lashon v'chivshua is tarti mashma, which is a lashon rabba. This is implying two people, men and women. It's like v'chavsha ksiv. It's actually written v'chavsha, but we read it as v'chivshua. It's written in Lashon Yachid, and it's read as Lashon Rabbah, so we know it's only a man. Rav Yosef Amar Me'alchi says another pshat to say, you know where it's coming from, and the pasuk says, Ani kel shakai perei urevei. The full pasuk is, Vayom elo elokim, ani kel shakai perei urevei, goy ukal goyim, yamimeko, melacha mechelatecha, yeitseyu. Over there, it's in the singular, pere urave, velokamer peru urevu, therefore it's just a man, not a woman. Vamer bela mishum berbelaza berb shimen, kishem shemitzal adam lomer davisha nishba. Just like, this is another, what shaykhis, we had one statement from him, now we have some other statements from him. Just like there's a mitzvah on a person to say something which can be heard. In other words, when it's time to give musr to someone, if they did something wrong, Rashi says, dechsev ocher tochiach lochiach mishemekabel imenu, to go and give rebuke, or someone will accept it. Kach mitzal adam shalolomer davisha nishba. Not to say something to someone who's not able to hear it. Now, the Mefarshim do speak out here that Kedai to look into. This doesn't necessarily mean an individual. This might be a rabbim, and that's just a yachid. Maybe by yachid you would have to say it even so. But yesh la'ayin, to take a look a little into that. Point is, nonetheless, we do see there's a time to say, a time not to say. Rabbi Abba Amar says, Chova. He says, what do you mean mitzvah? It's not just a mitzvah not to say something, but it's a chiv not to say something. Shanemar al tochach leitz pen yisdoeka hochach l'chacham ve'aveka. Don't give tochacha to a leitz. You know, a person who's, I don't know how to translate the word, but a leitz, you know, someone's like a joker, like who's, you know, doesn't really care. It's kind of like pushes against things. He's going to come to hate you, but give tochacha to someone who's a chacham, and he's going to love you. Next, number three from him. Va'amar Person's allowed to go and change things in order to have peace. Otherwise, they're not going to come to, you know, change things a little bit. Shanemar, the pasuk says, Avicha Tziva. This is about Yosef and the brothers when Yosef died, when Yaakov died. The brothers came to Yosef and they said that your father said before he died, tell Yosef that, you know, not to basically. Tell Yosef to forgive you, to forgive, everything should be forgiven. So he says, Kosom el Yosef, Ana Sana, to go out and even though they did something they shouldn't have done, just forgive them. They that's not really true, but they said it for Shalom, so it shouldn't be that there's a problem between them. Rav Nasan Rabbi Yosef says, Shenema, mitzvah. It's not just like, not only when it says it's mutter, This is mutter to do it, but it's rather a mitzvah to do it. Shemar v'yom Shmuel eich eilech v'shama shol v'argaini. Talking about that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu says Shmuel, he should go make David HaMelech the Melech instead of Shaul. And Shmuel's like, well, Shaul's going to go and kill me if I do it. So he says, you're right. So go take an animal with you and see if you went to go bring a carbon and then go out in the meantime do it. So we see that it's a mitzvah to do it sometimes. Devir Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Gadol HaShalom. You know how important pieces? Shafa Kodesh Baruch Hu Shinebo. Even the Kodesh Baruch Hu changed things. The Meikarik Sev, it says, Va'adoniza Kain. Talking about Sarah when she said, how could it be the Avram's going to have a kid? My master is old. L'asof Ksev Va'aniza Kanti. When Hashem is singing back to Avram Avinu, he's singing back in a way of like, and my master, and I have become old. So he changed it in order to have peace. Next part of the Mishnah, we said Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer. He says the chiyuv on both of them. Now we're going to have a statement about what the halacha is, and then we're going to try to figure out who it is that said which one of the statements, and try to prove one way or the other. Itmar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chan Amar halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, that it's also women are chayv. V'chan Amar ein halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, says halacha is not like him; it's only men that are chayv. Now let's figure out. Who said that? It's time to Rabbi Yochanan who to Amar in Halacha. It makes sense to say that Rabbi Yochanan just says Halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan Broka. The Yosef Rabbi, look at that, Yochanan. Right? He says that Halacha is not like him. The Yosef Rabbi Avo, because Rabbi Avo was once sitting, V'ka'amim Mishmei to Rabbi Yochanan Halacha. He was speaking an idea about, and he was saying in the name of Yochanan that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Vadrinu Rabbi Ami Rav Asi Lapayu, and they turned their face away from him. They were like, now, what was that? Because they weren't masking to what he was saying. Rashi says, the lo amr Rabbi Yochanan me'olam, v'cholkolu kavav v'lo tzalachisha. They don't want to go against him, but they turn their face away to show that they're clearly not like that. All right, so what do you see? Rabbi Yochanan must be that he goes against Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. V'gidami, some say this to happen like this. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar. First we said this, Rabbi Avo is speaking and saying Halacha that V'kamim Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan that Halacha. And now we see is someone else says Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar. V'adrinu Rabbi Ami bar Rabbi Asi Lepayu. And they turn their face away. Right, so saying not like that. Now, Amar Papa, Bishlam Lamadam Rabbi Avo Amar. You want to say that was Rabbi Avo who said it? So okay, then it makes a lot of sense, right? To say that's because they turned their face away and they didn't say anything. Why? Shukavod be Kesar lo Amar Levi lo Midi. Because of the honor of the Caesar, they didn't say anything. Rabbi Avo was a guy who had shaychus to the Kesar, to the Caesar, to the royal family, and therefore, in order to not go ahead and start any problems with that, therefore they would just turn their face away, but they wouldn't actually say anything. Lamadam Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. You want to say that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba who said it, so lame roulet, lo amar Rabbi Yochanan, saying in his face that it wasn't it. So it must be it was really Rabbi Avohu. So we have no raya from right now that it was Rabbi Yochanan who said that. So my Avalo, what taka is Allah? Toshima. We're going to try to show now that a woman is chayef to have kids. The amar Rabbi Achabar Chanina, amar Avohu, amar Rabbasi. Story time. Uv da hava kamid Rabbi Yochanan be kinishta de Kesaria. There's a story that happened with Rabbi Yochanan. It was in a shul in Kesaria. What happened was, it was a woman who didn't have any kids, and she wanted to get divorced because she said because her husband wasn't able to have any kids. The Tosas points out, we're talking about over here, that we're talking about a situation where we know the guy wasn't able to have any children, so he doesn't have to divorce her because he's not able to have kids in the first place. But now she wants to get divorced because she herself wants to be able to have children, or she can have children. So what happens? Comes Vamer Yotzi Ksuba, and what did he say? Rav Yochanan says, send her out and give her a ksuba. If you want to say that she's not actually chayev to have children, then ksuba ma'ividita. Why should he have to go and pay the ksuba over here? She wants to leave. No problem. You can leave, but I'm not paying you a ksuba. Must be the reason is because she's actually chayev to have children, and therefore must be Rav Yochanan says that she's not even allowed to stay married in this circumstance, and she has a chiyav, and therefore has to pay the ksuba. So they have a raya that he holds that women are chayav. Says the Gemara, no, dilma beba machmas taina. Maybe what happened is she's coming because of another purpose, another reason, and therefore it's valid to accept that, not because of this. Ki ahi dasi kachemid ravami, like the story of a woman who came from Ravami. Amrali says, havli ksuba, I want my ksuba, I want to get out and have a ksuba because my husband's not about to have children. Amrala zil says, arois, get out of here. Lo mifka, you're not chayav to have any kids in the first place. So like, if you want to go, no problem. You can go, but you ain't getting no ksuba. So Amalei says back to him, misivu dila maitahave Allah dahach itza. Rashi says, "Bizikinasa mateala." What's going to be with this woman when she gets old? In other words, she's talking about herself. Who's going to take care of me? And what? How am I going to go? I need to have kids. So Rami says back, "Okay, kiha avadikafina." In such a case, you're right. We would go ahead and we'd force the guy to go ahead and give a get and a ksuba, and therefore that's a good taina. So the same thing over here when it comes to Rav Yochanan, when he says to the woman in Kisaria, we can say the same idea. Maybe the reason is in order to help her when she gets older. So again, you have no raya that the woman is chayav the mitzvah, not chayav the mitzvah. Ahi, they don't have a mitzvah, she's raya, she's chayav. Ahi da'asila kamedu of Nachman, started time again, there was a woman. Came in front of Nachman, and again, same thing, wanted to get divorced. Rabbi Lehi says, Lomavka, you're not chayav in having kids, so therefore you want to go, no problem, you ain't going to get no ksuba. He says back to him, but lo baya chach itza chutra lida umar la kfura. I'm saying, does this woman need a cane for her hand and a shovel for her kfura? Rashi says, eitz shetishan alav leziknasa v'im tamo sikfarenu. And if I die, who's going to bury me? I need someone to go and take care of me. I need a cane and some of my kids to be able to support me. Amay says, ki ha vatikafir. In a chenami, in such case, we would kofem and you get your ksuba. Yehuda v'chizkia to omimayu. Yehuda and Chizkia were twins. We're going to see in a moment that there was some, Rav Chia was the papa, and there were twins. And echad nigma tzuasa l'vasov shetisha. One of them, They completed their was completed and birthed at 7 months, the other in 9 months. Right, so we have an echad nigmar tzuasa l'sof shiva, tisha, v'echad nigmar tzuasa l'schil sheva. Yehudas the bitzu de Rav Chia, Yehudas who was the wife of Rav Chia, the mama in this story, have a tsar leida. This is really intense to go and give birth to them. So she didn't want to have any other kids. Shani mana. So what she did is she basically put on some sort of costume. She changed her clothing. V'asel kamed Rav Chia, her own husband, and Amish, she said to him, "It's some fact that Piri Rivia she chayev to you know in the midst of peravu." Amalah lo, no, not. So she drank some sort of sama, some sort of drink that caused her to be not be able to have children anymore. L'sofi glamil said it came out afterwards that oh my goodness, is his wife or what happened? So Amar Lah, Amar Li says to her, "Ika yaladati li chada kreis achrisi." Like if only he would have given me another you know. Full stomach. Rashi says, "Amit in shalosh shasis v'tilde li od keres echad shnei banim." If you would have just given me another, you know, two kids. The Amar Mar, what does that mean? Another two kids. Yehuda Chizkia Achai, Yehuda Chizkia were brothers, and Pazi v'Tavi. Beep, turn the page. Were Achvasa. This is Samachvav. They were sisters. So he had two sets of twins over here. So that's what it was. His lashon said, "If I would have just had another set of twins, that would have been great." Velo Mifka does is going. Really, women aren't chayev in Puravu. Amar Rav Achabar Katina Bar Rav Katina Amar Rav Yitzchak Ma'ase Bishach. There's a story about this woman. Shechetzi Shivcha v'chetzi Baschorin. She was half free and half not free, a slave. V'kafu as Rav, and they forced the Rav, the master, Baso Baschorin, to make her into a Baschorin. So it must be the reason is because she was stuck. She couldn't marry Nevet. She couldn't marry Ben Chorin because she was chetzi chetzi. And the reason must be because she's chayv to have kids. It's like not a raya. Minik hefker no guba. What happened was that she was behaving in a way like hefker. She says she wasn't able to get married. She made herself hefker. They were basically having their way with her. In order to stop this type of behavior, that she would go ahead and actually get married. Hajar alacha bal yevimto. Hey, and la, 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 oh, you know, our minute ago, we said we finished, and we're going to hajj, we're actually go back. Actually, I said we're going to. So back to Nun Gimel Omid Beis by the middle of the page. Abal Yevimto, Beim Shog, Beim Meis, Beim Onus, Beim Rotsan. Filo Shog, Vihim Mezida, who Meis, Vihim Shog, who Onus, it still works. Okay, my friends. Mazel Tov, everyone. We're finishing the sixth parak, and Beis Hashem is Burach. We're going to continue tomorrow with the seventh parak. I think I got that right. Yeah, with the seventh parak. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.